Considering the importance of what he had found, Becquerel did a very strange thing. He turned the matter over to a graduate student for investigation. Fortunately, the student was a recent émigré from Poland named Marie Curie. Working with her new husband, Pierre, Curie found that certain kinds of rocks poured out constant and extraordinary amounts of energy, yet without diminishing in size or changing in any detectable way. What she and her husband couldn't know, what no one could know until Einstein explained things the following decade, was that the rocks were converting mass into energy in an exceedingly efficient way. Marie Curie dubbed the effect radioactivity. In the process of their work, the Curies also found two new elements, polonium, which they named after her native country, and radium. In 1903, the Curies and Becquerel were jointly awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics. Marie Curie would win a second prize in chemistry in 1911, the only person to win in both chemistry and physics. At McGill University in Montreal, the young New Zealand-born Ernest Rutherford became interested in the new radioactive materials. With a colleague named Frederick Soddy, he discovered that immense reserves of energy were bound up in these small amounts of matter, and that the radioactive decay of these reserves could account for most of the Earth's warmth. They also discovered that radioactive elements decayed into other elements, that one day you had an atom of uranium, say, and the next you had an atom of lead. This was truly extraordinary. It was alchemy, pure and simple. No one had ever imagined that such a thing could happen naturally and spontaneously. Ever the pragmatist, Rutherford was the first to see that there could be a valuable, practical application in this. He noticed that in any sample of radioactive material, it always took the same amount of time for half the sample to decay, the celebrated half-life, and this steady, reliable rate of decay could be used as a kind of clock. By calculating backwards from how much radiation a material had now and how swiftly it was decaying, you could work out its age. He tested a piece of pitchblende, the principal ore of uranium, and found it to be 700 million years old, very much older than the age most people were prepared to grant the Earth. In the spring of 1904, Rutherford travelled to London to give a lecture at the Royal Institution, the august organisation founded by Count von Rumford only 105 years before, though that powdery and periwigged age now seemed a distant aeon compared with the roll-your-sleeves-up robustness of the late Victorians. Rutherford was there to talk about his new disintegration theory of radioactivity, as part of which he brought out his piece of pitchblende. Tactfully, for the aging Kelvin was present, if not always fully awake, Rutherford noted that Kelvin himself had suggested that the discovery of some other source of heat would throw his calculations out. Rutherford had found that other source. Thanks to radioactivity, the Earth could be, and self-evidently was, much older than the 24 million years Kelvin's calculations allowed.